You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson, and on today's episode will be another mini episode. And today on this mini episode, I want to focus on a very, very powerful word, and that is the word responsibility. And to me, what the big part of responsibility is, I like to cut it in half. Well, those of you that want to divide up exactly in half and think, well, there's only this many words in responsibility, Chris, and it's taking another half, whatever. You know what I mean? I want to divide it into two parts. Responsibility. In other words, your ability to respond. The key thing about responsibility is that that's the only thing you have control over in any situation. You can only control your response to what's going on, okay? So your response is your ability to respond. So when something happens, what is your response to that situation? Okay? Now, what I see so many times is that people's response to what's going on creates more problems for themselves. You know, time and time again, I've seen it where, you know, just for example, there would be, you know, some dude at home and he's having some marital problems with his spouse. Okay? So he's got marital problems. Now, how does he respond to that? He makes difficult choices in response to that. He's not actually tending to it or trying to address that. Rather, he's using other means. Pretty soon, it starts to spill over into his work. He's not as focused at work. He's not handling the problem. His response is to avoid. It's not working. All of a sudden, he's got problems at work. Now he's got work problems. Then the next thing you know, boom, work starts to lower his hours down. Now he's got financial problems. And the next thing you know, now he's got more marital problems on top of what he had because of that. And then the kids are all upset because they don't get what all they want either. So he takes some marital problems that now becomes work problems, becomes financial problems, adds to more marital problems, and you've got a pile of problems. And people start to spiral out of control when what we really need to realize is just to stop. Check your responses. Stop, check your response. Okay? Stop, check your response. What you're aiming to is if your response doesn't hurt anybody and helps the situation or doesn't make it worse, hey, you got victory, man. There you go. But if your response is causing problems to or causing harm to yourself or others and is making the situation worse, you got to check your response. The biggest key is always to check how are you going to respond to what's going on. And that initial response determines the next course of action. Does the response you take lead you closer to what you need? Or is this response leading you further away? Checking our responses is what's very imperative. And with this little mini episode, it's the biggest thing I want to take a look at for people. Because the idea gets to be is, look, stop and check your responses. You lose a job, something happens, there you go. Right. Okay, I know it's difficult, it's hard, I get that. But how are you going to respond to that now? What are you going to do about it now? That response is going to determine whether or not you pick yourself back up or you don't. So the biggest part of what I want to talk about today on this lesson is just a simple phrase. Check your responses. It's also understanding that the only thing you have control over are your responses. And that's the idea with responsibility. Take a look at your actions. I mean, yeah, we can go blame other people all the time we want. We can complain about others. Yeah, they might have made some frustrations. They might have caused some problems for us. I get that. But what are you going to do about it now? Complaining about it, whining about it. If that's your response, check your response. How is that helping you? If it's not, work on a different response. You know, there's a lot of information out there today on mental toughness and self-mastery. In fact, you could spend almost a lifetime trying to read, study, to be able to learn everything there is and implement it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody that would be able to already have done all that homework for you, has done all the reading, has done all the school of hard knocks with it, and has developed just a simple step process that you could just plug into and do and then improve your mental toughness and mental self-mastery? Wouldn't that be great? Well, I have that for you. In fact, I'm willing to give it away free as an outline, just a simple outline for you to know that you can begin to plug in. And what it is it becomes the 5 proven steps to improve mental toughness and self-mastery. These are the 5 proven steps that I have used with countless others over the years to improve their mental toughness and self-mastery. So all you need to do is go head over to rhinomentality.com, click on the 5 steps, put your name and email in there, and the 5 steps guide will be delivered automatically to your email directly. In addition, with that 5 steps outline, you also get some training tips and tools that you can use to start implementing immediately to get yourself on your improvement regimen. So, without further ado, head over to rhinomentality.com and click on the 5 steps and get your free 5 steps guide today.